Okay, this is Judy, Grandma Judy, and today is the 25th of February, 2018. And I'm just going to do some latest reflections on the news. That's all, my personal reflections. Number one, I want to talk about the killings in Chicago. You know what? It's been going on, this genocide, for over 55 years, and it seems like nobody cares. The president said that he was going to clean up Chicago in 2 weeks. And I'm going to tell you, he would have my vote forever if he can do that, because we're dying. Let me tell you, people, I feel bad about people dying anywhere and being killed everywhere. But if we don't stop the killings in the United States, we need to just bring our soldiers and everything from all around the world. Because it makes us look stupid. When we can't enjoy our parks, we can't enjoy sit in our cars, we can't sit on our porches. And now the school, that was someone just not caring. And in order to get a gun, how come you don't check out their high school, grammar school, preschool record? The record that he had in school should have showed you that he shouldn't have had a gun. Now, I'm not stupid enough to think that he couldn't get a gun, because you can get a gun out the back of a car. You can get a gun from a store or rent it out and lease it out. You can get a gun from anywhere. But all I've got to say, guns by themselves don't kill anybody. It's that demon behind that gun. Now, I have no problem with a person who uses a gun to protect themselves, because right now when you're walking down the street, it'll be four or five demons that'll jump out, all of them with guns, and put the guns on you and stick you up. And you won't have nothing except to give them what they want. They'll shoot you anyway. So I have no problem with NRA. You can manufacture and make all the guns you want. Because if you stop making the AK-15 available to people who want them, other countries will slip them in here and they'll still get what they want. So all I've got to say is check the records before you sell the guns. A 19-year-old, no, I don't think he needs an AK-15 unless he served in the military and know how to use it. No. The schools, you can make them safe if you wanted to. You don't want to. You can make Chicago safe if you want to. You don't want to. So all the people that are unemployed, the homeless, everything like that, you could put them in some uniforms and have them walking around the schools with sulfuric acid canisters. They don't spray, just squirt. And it wouldn't happen where it goes off accidentally. No, you shouldn't ask teachers to bring guns. If teachers want to bring in guns for their own self, that's their business. Of course, if they kill the person to come in there, they'll lose their job too, because they weren't supposed to have a gun, right? The guy can come in to kill us. All the people killing us, they can have guns, but we can't have guns. So, but you, if you're smart and you're going to be on that street, you better be strapped. No gun and no purse. They're not going to let you go in your purse and get your gun. When you walk in those streets or sitting in that car, you got to be ready. No one should be coming up on you, up to your window, or something like that. So that's the way I feel about that. Another thing, what is the results when a person does something terrible, killing? They can negotiate, I'll plead guilty if I don't get the death penalty. Now, they can give out the death penalty to these children before they're even born. But yet, still, these cowards, these demons, they don't want the death penalty for themselves. They're going to say, oh, please, no, I don't want to die. I just shot up all these people, but I don't want to die. Just let me stay in prison for the rest of my life. Do you know when you kill an individual, you kill part of their family, their friends, and everyone who loved them? But yet and still, you don't want to give up your life. You all don't have any problem taking other people's lives. So a lot of people, you got to make sure that if a person is going to do all this killing, that their organs are harvested. That's it. Put the word out there. You shoot someone, you kill someone, you're not going to jail. You're going and letting some of these killing doctors take your organs out. if you're dead, they can probably train people to take organs, just like they take the organs out of a pig, a cow, a horse. Take your organs out. You don't care nothing about life. No, I don't believe that if you kill people like that, that you should stay alive. But I do believe that your organs should not be poisoned with injections. You shouldn't be hung, and you shouldn't go before a firing squad. I think for one time in your life, your organs will do something good to save other people that you didn't do. You took, but your heart and liver and kidneys will save other lives. And that's just the way I feel about that. That is my honest opinion about how I feel. We're too easy on criminals. Too easy on them. How come Singapore doesn't have these problems? They don't have these problems because they do not play with demons and criminals. And if someone is crazy and mentally ill, you can't have them out walking the streets. You've got to put them away or they will kill. I mean, they're grabbing 12-year-old boys and raping them. Men. They're raping babies. And when I told someone, this is happening, the trolls on that, where is this happening? If you're too dumb to check the search and see what's going on, then keep on believing it's not happening until they grab you or grab one of your children or your baby or something like that. It's some evil stuff going on. Husband against wife, wife against husband, children against their parents. You know it's evil things going on. It's death, death, death. Life doesn't mean anything. So if life doesn't mean anything, as my grandmother used to say, all of us can go. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm 75 years old. I'm not a coward. I'm a brave person, and a brave person only dies once. You know, 75 years old, and I had to block my doors and windows and things because someone got a key to the apartments in here and was coming in at 3:00 in the morning in America. But if I had shot them, then I would have been the bad guy, even though I have a FOID card. But I don't have a permit to carry, no, because I don't really want to carry. Carry to the garbage can. Carry to the laundry room. And it's a shame I have to live like this. I didn't have to live like this a long time ago. And yes, I did leave Chicago. I'm in Waukegan. But it's still killings here, too. The guy who came into place, when I lived down on Wacker Drive, someone got the keys and was coming into the apartments. Demons are just going to be demons. I don't care what. And you really have to, you know, look out for them. You've got to be, you can't just walk out the nightclub and or your restaurant and think, ooh, it's such a wonderful world. I'm in downtown Chicago. Did you see a police commander was killed in downtown Chicago? You can be killed anywhere, people, because this is the devil's last days. Until we just start eliminating through harvesting the organs, they're not going to be so quick to kill, because they're going to think, wow, if I shoot this person, they grab me, or I rape this little baby or this little boy, it's a death penalty. If I'm dealing with drugs, it's a death penalty. They're not going to be so quick to want to kill people because they don't want to give up their organs. So that's just my suggestion. Give up the organs when they want to kill. We got to stop wringing our hands talking about, oh, the police that's doing this and the government's doing this. People, we're killing each other. It ain't got nothing to do with racism. If a person don't like you based on your skin color or your hair texture or your size, tell them look the other way and keep their mouth shut, because it's probably something about them. I remember one guy I used to love to watch on the internet, and I think it's Daniel, the violin player, and he was in a restaurant in China with this lady, and they were eating some kind of white porridge that had some kind of little black specks in it. And the lady asked him, a pink lady, he was so happy because she's Asian, to be with her, I guess. And he said, she said, what are these black specks? He told her they were Africans. Now, you all don't want to people to say anything about your eyes, your skin color, your size. But he's going to say it's Africans. And I wrote him right back. I said, you know, and the lady told him, says, that was very racist of you. Now, here's a guy whose wife got rid of all his violins, and I felt so sorry for him and everything like that. But he would say something like that. A lot of people want to know, why do I call Korean Air a racist? One reason I call Korean Air racist, because Korean Air is racist. Korean Air is racist towards me. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. And I've already told you the different ways. I'm not going to repeat myself. I've got a thing on here that tells you what happened to me on my way to Bali to see my daughter and coming back. They thought I was a monkey that needed a banana. My meals could be served to me cold, even though I said I wanted kosher meals. Peanuts. Oh, the lady who said she got in trouble on Korean Air, the woman who was in charge of it, got upset because her macadamia nuts wasn't served on a heated china plate. Well, how would she like a hostess will stand over her, or a flight attendant, and just ball up her fists over you? And you don't know why she got her fist balled up over you. So you put your hand under the fist, and she dropped some peanuts in your hand. That was Korean Air, folks. And I did report it, and they did absolutely nothing. First, they apologized. And then when I came back, they had a plane load of bananas coming from Seoul to Chicago. And I can understand individuals, because a lot of the Australians on there was very prejudiced. I can't stop your prejudice, and I don't care about your president. I care about people who share the skin color of me killing me, threatening me, talking about me, because I will take you out, anybody that comes and threatens me. So it's nothing much more I can say. This is called Reflection on the News. I have everybody who's been killed. I hope you rest in peace, because it can be stopped if they want to stop it. It could be stopped if they want to stop it, but I don't think they want to stop it. So let me see. Oh, I forgot to say